Now, my pleasure to welcome Amy speaking on Beyond Human Aid. Go ahead, you have 15 minutes. Would you like a 5-minute heads up?
Yes, yes, please. Yeah. Hi, my name is Amy. I'm a recovered alcoholic, compulsive eater, and codependent Al-Anon. So it's very good to see everyone. Jeff just asked me a couple nights ago to do this, and I was really excited because I love this little meeting, and I often have to miss it because the school pickup runs late or things like that, but it's such a good, solid meeting. And I think that, you know, one of the things that really makes it so solid is, you know, God, and by God, I mean the spiritual solution. You know, it's just a word I use, and from our Western culture, but it has no necessary connotation. But it's just at the center of this meeting, of the fact that we start with a 5-minute meditation, and when we spend that time, I think just, you know, makes it such a lovely, solid meeting, and that the people that come here have really good recovery, really focused recovery. So I'm delighted to be here, and yeah, so I said my topic was Beyond Human Aid, and it's kind of a culmination of a few things that I've heard in meetings lately and working with one of my sponsees on her 12th step. You know, this idea, we were going through the 12th step, the chapter, working with others. You know, she's finished all her work, and it's lovely for her. And we're talking about, you know, the carrying the message idea. And she said the most astonishing thing to me, because she, like me, has been around program for quite a few years. And I'd been around for 20 years before I found BBA. And she said, yeah, I remember the first time that somebody said to me, you know, all the step work and all the tools and all the meetings and all of that, it's just, you know, to hook you up with God, you know, to connect you to God. And she was astonished. And she said, how could I have been around for so many years and not have got that basic concept? And, but I get it. I was the same way. I was 20 years. And I mean, I knew that I was supposed to be hooked up with God. And then I knew that part of probably my quiet desperation in the rooms was because I wasn't, but I had no effective way to make that happen. You know, I didn't understand, you know, nobody had, or I didn't hear it. Maybe it was being said, but it, you know, I didn't understand that the directions for how to do that, how to get that connection was in our, you know, the first 103, 160 pages. And it wasn't until, you know, I found BBA that I found that path. And then another thing that somebody said at a meeting Monday night, you know, he said that even the BBA and the book and the steps can become self-help, which is essentially human aid. And I think that that's so true too. And that is a really central fact. And I know that whenever I start to work with somebody new, I tell them, you know, one of the very important things I tell them, you know, my job is just to hook you up with God, you know, with whatever your God is and whatever it looks like. Because ultimately, you know, that's, you know, it says in the doctor's opinion, you know, I marked a few spots, something more than human power is needed to produce the essential psychic change. And then in more about alcoholism, you know, it talks about that there's neither he nor any other human being can provide such a defense, meaning the defense against picking up the first drink, the first bite, the first act, whatever it is. And that's just so critical to me for anybody I'm going to work with. And then for me to remember, and I think I got a bit lucky in my first time through the BBA because I was in the UK and I was working with somebody in California. So in all those sort of crisis moments when my old way would have been to pick up and call a sponsor and say, help, and get my sponsor's advice, that wasn't available to me because, you know, it was the middle of the night there, or it was the middle of the night here. And so I really was forced to turn to God, even though at the time, I didn't think that God would be there, because my experience of 20 years was that for some reason, something with me meant that I couldn't have that relationship. I couldn't have that connection. But I also had this person taking me through who I believed in deeply, because I had seen, you know, I'd seen the change in her, and I'd known her for forever, you know, for 20 years. And I had seen that she had found that path and she had found that connection. And so I was, you know, happy to, well, I wasn't happy to, I was desperate to have it be different this time. And so you know, I can remember clearly, you know, just feeling so, you know, doing the first step, transcribing in the work and answering the questions. I was just feeling so desperate, but, you know, not able to speak to her, and just reaching out and praying to something, you know, please, please, please. And that's how it all started, you know, and that's how it's continued to develop. And I think that desperation, they call it the gift of desperation. And it is really a gift because, you know, if my step guide had been available, I'd have called her. And I think probably she would have said, well, did you pray, or let's pray about this, or whatever. But, you know, I just didn't even have that option. And so I reached for God. And so I think that with BBA, there is kind of a lot of busy work. There's lots of transcribing and questions and a path to go through and everything. But I think the most important thing for me and for anybody I'm taking through to remember is that those are all just things to God. And that ultimately, if I can't forge that connection, that all of that, you know, the most well-written fourth step, the most perfect fifth step given away, none of that is going to matter if I haven't made that connection. And the good news is, as someone who thought I could never have it, you know, I had just decided after 20 years of being sober that God just wasn't there for me. You know, God was there for everybody else, but just not for me. You know, I had some deficit. I couldn't hear God. And yet even I found it, you know, and I think that that's a powerful testament to, you know, what's here in the book. This book is a divinely inspired text. And again, its only purpose is to sort of get me to God. And I think that, so as I was speaking to my sponsee about 12-step work and going through it, and, you know, it says in there, what does it say? Something about we have to carry the message and not the addict, alcoholic, and that's important to remember, because, you know, as a recovering Al-Anon / codependent, you know, I can get really caught up with, I've got to get this person, you know, I've got to make them see, or I've got to help them, or I've got to save them. And again, all I can do is just share what I've been given. This is what the 12 step is about, you know, share what we've been given freely. And, you know, trust that if they're not ready for the message, if, you know, if they've got another plan, if they're not desperate enough, that nothing I can do, you know, again, it's not me, it's God. And if it isn't in God's plan for that person to access God at that point, or if they're still too blocked, that, you know, I just need to let that go. And it can be hard, because I think people come in and it seems, I don't know, on the surface perhaps, and maybe this is a kind of a boom with the Zoom phenomenon, there's so many meetings and things, but, you know, it looks like kind of like the old style of working the steps, you know, we're used to, and we all did it different ways in the old days. And but it's more, it's not just about the process, you know, it's important not to worship the process, but to worship the end, well, not even to worship, to reach the end point, you know, to find God. And then not only that, but then to continue with step 11, to grow that, you know, to the step 11 isn't a maintenance step. Step 11 is about growing and just keeping reaching out and doing that however I can, you know, just as long as it keeps moving me closer to God. And it's kind of like a, I don't know what you call it. So it's kind of like walking forward in the dark, and I bump into a wall. So then I move a few feet over, and then I walk forward again. And then, and that's what I have to keep doing with my spiritual growth. And again, that's not about self-help. It's not about, you know, a human person doing that for me. Somebody could give me suggestions, you know, somebody could recommend a book that they found useful, but if it doesn't speak to me and bring me closer to God, then it's okay. And I just need to keep doing that walk in the dark and bumping and moving over and bumping and moving over. And it continually gets deeper and deeper. And so I think that Yeah, I think it's really important for newcomers that they realize that that's what we're here for. You know, that we're not just here to run workshops or to be sponsors or to fix them. That we're here to help them find what they need and find who they need. You know, who they need being a spiritual solution. Because again, like I said, I don't say God has to be any, and it says in our book, God doesn't have to be any particular thing. It just needs to be personal to you.
Amy.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, I think that you know, it's something I feel very passionate about, this idea that for so long I sort of bumped along like a car with one flat tire, you know, doing fellowship, doing meetings, you know, doing step work. Even I did step work before BBA and still was just kind of that thump, thump, thump of the flat tire, because it was probably even like from an axle beam, it's like something really crucial was missing and I didn't know what it was. And you know, if I can and bring that across, you know, when I speak at meetings, when I work with people, and just remember it in my own life, that ultimately that God needs to be at the center of all this. And it's so amazing, because I'm reading this one spiritual text, it happens to be Christian, but it's amazing as I read it, and I could see like the spiritual text is saying things that are said in our big book. You know, they're saying things about that there's stuff we have to clear shit away. You know, we got to get rid of it, and that's what we have to do to be close to God. And it's, you know, it's nothing new kind of what's in the big book. And I'm sure it's probably in other religious philosophies too, but it was just nothing I could understand or could access. Sorry, are you still there? My thing was just, okay. Sorry, my thing's a little bit low on power. So if I disappear, I'll get on my phone. But it's all out there, but I guess I needed a couple of things. And one is to be desperate enough. You know, one is to stop waiting for someone else to fix me and stop thinking that the answer was out there. The answer was in, you know, doing the perfect step work or going to 90 meetings in 90 days or having 15 years of abstinence, none of which were an answer and all of which got me to, you know, being suicidal at 20 years of sobriety. So I think that, you know, BBA, I just can't say enough good things about it. And even after nearly 10 years of working it, possibly, I can't remember quite when I started, I have to look up, but I'm still, you know, as gung-ho and excited about it today as I was when I first started. I mean, it was just revolutionary, and it just exploded my relationship with God. So I think I'll stop there, and we can, I don't know exactly what the topic was on that, but there you have it. So thank you.
Thanks very much, Amy. I'll go ahead and stop the recording.